The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
Hi there, this is the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host. This is episode number 173, and today we're going to be reading 1 Chronicles chapters 26 through 28. Let's get started. First Chronicles chapter 26. The divisions of the gatekeepers. From the Korahites, Meshelemiah, son of Kor, one of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah's sons. The firstborn, Zechariah. The second, Jediael. The third, Zebadiah. The fourth, Jathniel. The fifth, Elam. The sixth, Jehohanan. And the seventh, Elihoenai. Obed-Edom's sons. The firstborn, Shemaiah. The second, Jehozabad. The third, Joah. The fourth, Sakar. The fifth, Nathanael. The sixth, Amiel. The seventh, Issachar. And the eighth, Peulathai. Indeed, God blessed Obed-Edom. His son Shemaiah also had sons who were leaders of their families, for they were highly respected. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad. Their relatives Elihu and Semachiah were also respected. All these were the descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and relatives were respected men, capable of doing their responsibilities. There were 62 of them related to Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and relatives who were respected, 18 in all. Hosa, one of the descendants of Merari, had sons. The firstborn Shimri, he was not actually the firstborn, but his father gave him that status. The second, Hilkiah, the third, Tebaliah, and the fourth, Zechariah. All of Hosa's sons and relatives numbered 13. These divisions of the gatekeepers, corresponding to their leaders, had assigned responsibilities, like their relatives, as they served in the Lord's temple. They cast lots, both young and old, according to their families, to determine which gate they would be responsible for. The lot for the east gate went to Shelemiah. They then cast lots for his son Zechariah, a wise advisor, and the lot for the north gate went to him. Obed-Edom was assigned the south gate, and his sons were assigned the storehouses. Shupim and Hosa were assigned the west gate, along with the Sheleketh gate on the upper road. One guard was adjacent to another. Each day there were 6 Levites posted on the east, 4 on the north, and 4 on the south. At the storehouses, they were posted in pairs. At the court on the west, there were 4 posted on the road and 2 at the court. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers, who were descendants of Korah and Merari. Their fellow Levites were in charge of the storehouses in God's temple and the storehouses containing consecrated items. The descendants of Ladan, who were descended from Gershom through Ladan and were leaders of the families of Ladan, the Gershonite, included Jehieli and the sons of Jehieli, Zetham and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the storehouses in the Lord's temple. As for the Amorites, Izharites, Hebronites, and Uzzielites, Shebuel, son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was the supervisor of the storehouses. His relatives, through Eleazar, included Rehabiah his son, Jeshaiah his son, Joram his son, Zichri his son, and Shelemith his son. Shelemith and his relatives were in charge of all the storehouses containing the consecrated items dedicated by King David, the family leaders who led units of 1,000 and 100, and the army officers. They had dedicated some of the plunder taken in battles to be used for repairs on the Lord's temple. They were also in charge of everything dedicated by Samuel the prophet, Saul son of Kish, Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zeruiah. Shelemith and his relatives were in charge of everything that had been dedicated. As for the Izharites, Kenaniah and his sons were given responsibilities outside the temple as officers and judges over Israel. As for the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 respected men, were assigned responsibilities in Israel west of the Jordan. They did the Lord's work and the king's service. As for the Hebronites, Jeriah was the leader of the Hebronites according to the genealogical records. In the 40th year of David's reign, they examined the records and discovered there were highly respected men in Jazer in Gilead. Jeriah had 2,700 relatives who were respected family leaders. King David placed them in charge of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. They took care of all the matters pertaining to God and the king. 1 Chronicles chapter 27. What follows is a list of Israelite family leaders and commanders of units of 1,000 and 100, as well as their officers who served the king in various matters. Each division was assigned to serve for 1 month during the year. Each consisted of 24,000 men. Jashobeam, son of Zabdiel, was in charge of the first division, which was assigned the first month. His division consisted of 24,000 men. He was a descendant of Perez, who was in charge of all the army officers for the first month. Dodai the Ahohite was in charge of the division assigned the second month. Mikloth was the next in rank. His division consisted of 24,000 men. The third army commander assigned the third month was Benaiah, son of Jehoiada the priest. He was the leader of his division, which consisted of 24,000 men. Benaiah was the leader of the 30 warriors in his division. His son was Amizabad. The fourth, assigned the fourth month, was Asahel, brother of Joab. His son Zebadiah succeeded him. His division consisted of 24,000 men. The fifth, assigned the fifth month, was the commander Shamhuth the Izrahite. His division consisted of 24,000 men. The sixth, assigned the sixth month, was Ira, son of Ikesh, the Tekoite. His division consisted of 24,000 men. The seventh, assigned the seventh month, was Helez the Pelonite, an Ephraimite. His division consisted of 24,000 men. The eighth, assigned the eighth month, was Sibekai the Hushathite, a Zerahite. His division consisted of 24,000 men. The ninth, assigned the ninth month, was Abiazar the Anathothite, a Benjaminite. His division consisted of 24,000 men. The tenth, assigned the tenth month, was Marari, the Netophathite, a Zerahite. His division consisted of 24,000 men. The 11th, assigned the 11th month, was Benaiah, the Perathonite, an Ephraimite. His division consisted of 24,000 men. The 12th, assigned the 12th month, was Heldai, the Netophathite, a descendant of Othniel. His division consisted of 24,000 men. The officers of the Israelite tribes. Eleazar, son of Zichri, was the leader of the Reubenites. Shephatiah, son of Maacah, led the Simeonites. Hashabiah, son of Kemuel, led the Levites. Zadok led the descendants of Aaron. Elihu, a brother of David, led Judah. Amri, son of Michael, led Issachar. Ishmaiah, son of Obadiah, led Zebulun. Jeremoth, son of Azrael, led Naphtali. Hoshea, son of Azaziah, led the Ephraimites. Joel, son of Pedadiah, led the half-tribe of Manasseh. Iddo, son of Zechariah, led the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead. Jaasiel, son of Abner, led Benjamin. Azarel, son of Jeroham, led Dan. These were the commanders of the Israelite tribes. David did not count the males 20 years and under, for the Lord had promised to make Israel as numerous as the stars in the sky. Joab, son of Zeruiah, started to count the men, but did not finish. God was angry with Israel because of this, so the number was not recorded in the scroll called the Annals of King David. Asmaveth, son of Adiel, was in charge of the king's storehouses. Jonathan, son of Uzziah, was in charge of the storehouses in the field, in the city, in the towns, and in the towers. Izri, son of Caleb, was in charge of the field workers who farmed the land. Shimei, the Ramathite, was in charge of the vineyards. Zabdi, the Shifmite, was in charge of the wine stored in the vineyards. Baal-Hanan, the Gederite, was in charge of the olive and sycamore trees in the lowlands. Joash was in charge of the storehouses of olive oil. Shitri the Sharonite was in charge of the cattle grazing in Sharon. Shaphat, son of Adlai, was in charge of the cattle in the valleys. Obil the Ishmaelite was in charge of the camels. Jehadiah the Moronathite was in charge of the donkeys. Jaziz the Hagrite was in charge of the sheep. All these were the officials in charge of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a wise advisor and scribe. Jehiel, son of Hakmoni, cared for the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's advisor. Hushai the Archite was the king's confidant. Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and by Abiathar. Joab was the commanding general of the king's army. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. David assembled in Jerusalem all the officials of Israel, including the commanders of the tribes, the commanders of the army divisions that served the king, the commanders of units of 1,000 and 100, the officials who were in charge of all the property and livestock of the king and his sons, the eunuchs and the warriors, including the most skilled of them. King David rose to his feet and said, "Listen to me, my brothers and my people. I wanted to build a temple where the Ark of the Lord's Covenant, could be placed as a footstool for our God. I have made the preparations for building it. But God said to me, 'You must not build a temple to honor me, for you are a warrior and have spilled blood. The Lord God of Israel chose me out of my father's entire family to become king over Israel and have a permanent dynasty. Indeed, he chose Judah as leader and my father's family within Judah, and then he picked me out from among my father's sons and made me king over all Israel. From all the many sons the Lord has given me, he chose Solomon my son to rule on his behalf over Israel. He said to me, 'Solomon, your son is the one who will build my temple and my courts, for I have chosen him to become my son, and I will become his father. I will establish his kingdom permanently if he remains committed to obeying my commands and regulations, as you are doing this day.' So now, in the sight of all Israel, the Lord's assembly, and in the hearing of our God, I say this: carefully observe all the commands of the Lord your God, so that you may possess this good land and may leave it as a permanent inheritance for your children after you. And you, Solomon my son, obey the God of your father and serve him with a submissive attitude and a willing spirit. For the Lord examines all minds and understands every motive of one's thoughts. If you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you abandon him, he will reject you permanently. Realize now that the Lord has chosen you to build a temple as his sanctuary. Be strong and do it." David gave to his son Solomon the blueprints for the temple porch, its buildings, its treasures, its upper areas, its inner rooms, and the room for atonement. He gave him the blueprints of all he envisioned for the courts of the Lord's temple, all the surrounding rooms, the storehouses of God's temple, and the storehouses for the holy items. He gave him the regulations for the divisions of priests and Levites, for all the assigned responsibilities within the Lord's temple, and for all the items used in the service of the Lord's temple. He gave him the prescribed weight for all the gold items to be used in various types of service in the Lord's temple, for all the silver items to be used in various types of service, and for the gold lampstands and the gold lamps, including the weight of each lampstand and its lamps, for the silver lampstands, including the weight of each lampstand and its lamps, according to the prescribed use of each lampstand, for the gold used in the display tables, including the amount to be used in each table, for the silver to be used in the silver tables, for the pure gold used in the meat forks, bowls, and jars, for the small gold bowls, including the weight of each bowl, for the small silver bowls, including the weight of each bowl, and for the refined gold of the incense altar. He gave him the blueprint for the seat of the gold cherubim that spread their wings and provide shelter for the Ark of the Lord's Covenant. David said, "All of this I put in writing as the Lord directed me and gave me insight regarding the details of the blueprints." David said to his son Solomon, "Be strong and brave. Do it. Don't be afraid and don't panic, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not leave you or abandon you before all the work for the service of the Lord's temple is finished. Here are the divisions of the priests and Levites who will perform all the service of God's temple. All the willing and skilled men are ready to assist you in all the work and perform their service. The officials and all the people are ready to follow your instructions." Well, I can certainly understand, can't you, that David said to Solomon, "Be strong and be brave." Think of how intimidating it could be to be the one responsible for building the temple of God. So it's good that David gave his son Solomon assurance that God would be with him. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Tomorrow we will conclude 1 Chronicles and continue on in 2 Chronicles. And just in case you hadn't been keeping track, the end of this week will put us exactly halfway through the Bible. It's been a good journey so far. Stick with me for the second half. So until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Get free and stay free from inappropriate online content with Covenant Eyes Accountability Software. And try it risk-free and cost-free for 30 days using promo code LIFESPRING at CovenantEyes.com or look for the Covenant Eyes link on our show notes page at LifespringMedia.com. If you enjoyed this program, will you consider helping to support LifeSpring Media? Details are at lifespringmedia.com. Thank you.